G'day, VB. Why did Eddie Jones need to pay $1.6 million for Joseph Swali'i when no NRL club was going to pay anywhere near that amount? Like Vossie said, it's bad business.
$900 more than he's getting. $900,000 a season more than he's getting. Mm.
Now, Michelle Bishop, make your rule. Yes, go, Vossie.
For Anytime Fitness, no pain, no pain, but Anytime Fitness is the place to train. Michelle Bishop does, and she's on the line right now with the first sports update of the day. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, gents. Back in the gym later today. Too early at the moment.
Good stuff, Michelle. Well done. This story, it's a little bit more than intriguing. The Parramatta are on the hunt for a new fullback.
Yeah, guys, Gutho's not really happy with the way this has been reported, and nor would you be. Absolutely not denying there's been a conversation. It's best definitely been had, but it's one of those ones, I guess, where, the co-captain sits down with the coach, and, you know, they're always looking to improve, looking for, you know, ways to move forward. But it was reported on the weekend that the Eels were looking for, or insinuating that the club's looking for another fullback, a game breaker at number one, to give the Eels the X factor that they need to go one better than 2022. So Brad Arpa has had a chat with Gutho, and the chat was about the depth in the side. They've got three positions that they need to fill left on the roster, and where those positions are, a fullback and in the centres. Now, Gutho is extremely supportive of this move, and he says he's going to do anything and everything for the team. But in this situation, the fullback will be brought in as cover for Gutho, which I guess is pretty sensible, to provide Parramatta with a few options. Having a fresh set of legs off the bench, allow Gutho to shift to play in that back line, a similar role, a roving role, if you like, to Joey Manu. So all those parts of the report are absolutely correct. But as I say, Gutho is fully on board. He's not being dumped or demoted or anything like that. Brad Arthur's doing his job, I guess. He needs to find a way to go better. And it's not something that's unusual. We've seen Nicho Hynes go from the fullback into playing in the halves. We've seen Ponga do it. It's nothing new, but it's something that they're looking at and want to try. But the trouble is, guys, who do they go after?
Well, that's right. Where's a game-breaking Jack fullback? Wills, they're not falling Jack off Wills trees.
Jack Wilsby from St Helens is the only contender I can see. That could be
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck was mentioned, but he's off contract next season. But I understand he's going to head to play rugby in Japan. So
too much money.
A 16-week season, he can get $1 million, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, just for doing 16
weeks.
I'm
going.
In Japan.
Yeah.
It's not Parramatta West.
And would the Eels have $1 million to spend on the cap this year? Surely not. How much money have they got left?
Not sure that it's that much, but they've got a bit up their sleeve. Three positions. They've definitely got three positions to fill, but whether they're $100,000 gigs, I'm not sure. But they've got cash to spend.
I would think that they'd be like minimum wage gigs. Yeah. Andrew Redmayne, what do we got?
Guys, outrage, controversy, it's madness. The grey wiggle restrained. Andrew Redmayne's moves could be completely outlawed. Basically what goalkeepers do has come under the spotlight. The International Football Association board has announced new rule changes and they'll come into effect from July 1. Of course, Redmayne's goal line moves, he was dubbed the grey wiggle. He became a national hero when he saved the Socceroos in a penalty shootout against Peru, earning them the team they qualified for last year's FIFA World Cup. But the new rules are strict. They stop goalkeepers interfering with takers or touching the goalpost. They must remain on the line, facing the kicker between the posts until the ball is kicked. The goalkeeper must not behave in a way that is unfair or distracts the kicker, which could completely put our grey wiggle not out of action, but he won't be allowed to
move
much.
Well, you know what? I'd never seen anyone act like that. Goalkeeper jump around like that. And I thought, is that allowed? Like, you're allowed to do that? I would think it was breaking the rules anyway.
Yeah. The Socceroos, they're hoping to back up their win over Ecuador on Friday night. They won that one 3-1. Tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium, they'll do it all again in Melbourne. And we did talk about the budding youngsters coming through. Just quickly, the teen sensation, Guron Quayle, scored the first international goal of his career and become the fourth youngest goal scorer in Socceroos history at just 18. Well done to him.
Well done, Michelle. But it is incredible. The International Football Association board continues to allow players being paid billions of dollars to get in the face of referees after every decision and challenge them. But they won't make any change in that. Hey, Michelle, thank you for that. Looking forward to the next update for Anytime Fitness.
Talk soon, guys.
You're welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goal. 7-7 in New South Wales, 7-6 in Queensland. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.